Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Psalms chapter 57. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy. I look to you for protection. I will hide beneath the shadow of your wings until the danger passes by. I cry out to God Most High, to God who will fulfill his purpose for me. He will send help from heaven to rescue me, disgracing those who hound me. Interlude, my God will send forth his unfailing love and faithfulness. I am surrounded by fierce lions who greedily devour human prey, whose teeth pierce like spears and arrows, and whose tongues cut like swords. Be exalted, O God, above the highest heavens. May your glory shine over all the earth. My enemies have set a trap for me. I am weary from distress. They have dug a deep pit in my path, but they themselves have fallen into it. Interlude, my heart is confident in you, O God. My heart is confident. No wonder I can sing your praises. Wake up, my heart. Wake up, O lyre and harp. I will wake the dawn with my song. I will thank you, Lord, among all the people. I will sing your praises among the nations. For your unfailing love is as high as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the highest heavens. May your glory shine over all the earth. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 57 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. This psalm describes David's feelings when he was hiding in a cave from King Saul, in 1 Samuel chapters 22 through 24. Saul was jealous of David, his son-in-law and loyal military captain. Saul tried to kill David and was pursuing him. David hid in a cave and even had a chance to kill Saul, but he didn't. He would not fulfill the false claim of disloyalty, even when Saul was maniacally chasing him. David wrote in this psalm that though his enemies tried to trap him, they would fall into their own trap. David would trust in the Lord. This made him different than his peers. He wasn't perfect, but he served God with his whole heart. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What is it that pulls you away from God? For some people it is busyness, pleasing others, or lack of boundaries. For others it is hardships, struggles, or sorrows. Still for others it is fear, worry, or anxiety. What can you do today to strengthen your trust in the Lord? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.